850, about 11 degrees now. Temperature going up a little. 7 Super Bowl winning quarterback, former Michigan man, Tom Brady, sent out this tweet this morning.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Wouldn't change a thing. How about that? Tom Brady retires again. He says this time for good. I got to believe him. Steve Courtney, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting, somewhat of a trend, Paul. Good morning to you, Sean. Hello again, everyone. Tom Brady announced his last retirement on February 1st, a year ago. What's the date today? Okay, February 1st. And reverse his decision.
It's the day before Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, 40 days later, and return to play for the Buccaneers. But as you alluded to, Dub, in Tom Brady's mind's eye on this February 1st, this one is for real. What else can you say about the career that he's had? 7-time Super Bowl champ, ends his career as the NFL's all-time leader in passing yards and touchdown passes. The 3-time league MVP passed for 4,694 yards, third most in the NFL, and 25 touchdowns this past season, his third with the Bucs. And again, he's 45 years old. He will turn 46 in August. And, Sean, I don't know about you, but I was very uncomfortable with Tom Brady coming back for another year. I hope that with this announcement about his official retirement today, he stands by it.
No, Steve, I think that's a good way to put it. Listen, in fairness to Tom Brady, he wasn't bad last year. He just wasn't Tom Brady. You know, there were issues, and a lot of them weren't Tom Brady issues. I think that offensive line was, well, quite frankly, offensive and didn't do a real good job of protecting him. But I think we're so used to Brady playing at an otherworldly level that to me, it felt uncomfortable watching him appear as a mere mortal.
Well, even at his advanced age, and obviously there's nothing old about 45 except if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, but there were reports that the Dolphins would be interested. They came out last week and said, no, we're going in a different direction. There was conversation about the Raiders. There was also some conversation about him finishing his career as a New England Patriot, which just never meant made any sense to me. You know, but that being said, I give him all the credit in the world. And I don't want to get into, you know, the private life aspects of his decision to come back a year ago. That's his business and his wife and family and everything else. I think we've seen it before, and I'm going to use Brett Favre, Sean, as an example. He elongated his career to the point where it was very uncomfortable to watch, and I just didn't want to see that happen to Tom Brady.
Yep. I think that's a good way to put it. I think he can go out on good terms. Nobody could say, boy, he really fell apart last year. I think recently, Steve, to me, Peyton Manning was kind of tough to watch that last year. And the crazy thing is they went and won the Super Bowl, but it wasn't Peyton Manning and Drew Brees in particular. I mean, his arm just stopped working. He could not throw the ball down the field. So, you know, they're two greats or two of the best you ever saw. But for me, Steve, for my money, Tom Brady, the best I ever saw.
Well, that is going to be a topic of discussion for years to come. Is Tom Brady indeed the greatest quarterback ever to play the game?
They say he's the most successful quarterback in NFL history. That's got to go a long ways to saying he was the best ever.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, Paul. I mean, when you bring into his Super Bowl championships and the records that he has amassed over a long period of time, you know, you would have to certainly give him the nod. That being said, there's a lot of folks that will go on the mountaintop for Joe Montana, for Peyton Manning. You know, Terry Bradshaw won his share of Super Bowls. And again, it's going to be fun in taverns or where have you debating this moving forward.
Wait, who's next? Who do we look toward next as the next really great history-making quarterback?
It's hard to say when you're talking about durability. You know, and I think what Tom Brady did playing, 24 years in this league, I don't know if we'll see that again.
No.
For a lot of reasons. Sean, you agree with that?
No, yeah, I'm with you. I think Aaron Rodgers is starting that slow descent. I really do. And it sounds like that slow descent might not be in Green Bay. I there's nothing to compare Tom Brady to. You know, I heard people say George Blanda. Okay, George Blanda at the end was no longer a quarterback. He was just a kicker. There's right. nobody to compare Tom Brady to. I think he's in a class all by himself in that regard.
Yep, and again, kudos to Tom Brady for waking up on this February 1st and saying enough is enough. And, you know, now, you know, we'll see. As I texted with Sean earlier, I'll believe it when he doesn't show up at a training camp in July. So, yeah. You know, we'll see how that goes.
The other beauty is it's not like how a lot of people retire wondering what he's going to do next. He already has like a $300 million contract to be a broadcaster.
Yeah, yeah, boy, well, it's nice to fall back to that, isn't it?
Isn't it? Something to look forward to in retirement.
For a job that he's never done before. And already people are saying Greg Olson is doing a fine job, and now he's going to get Ziggy'd.
Oh, you already know who's going to get the Ziggy for this?
Greg Olson, who was a lead analyst, and a lot of people like the work that Greg Olson's done.
I think he's incredible. I really do. I think he's incredible.
I agree with you, Sean.
That's unfortunate. All right, Steve Courtney, Sean Bilegian, stand by for news in WJR All Talk. Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz. Till noon, then it's Dan Bongino, Guy Gordon, Mitch Albom, and all the great programming you've come to expect at the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Regards, Paul W. Smith.